This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Flag-waving protesters took to several Afghan cities on Thursday, and a witness said several people were killed when Taliban fighters fired on the crowd. In a popular opposition to the militants since they seized the capital, Taliban fighters fired at protesters a day earlier, killing three, according to witnesses and media reports. The crackdown on protests are raising new doubts about Taliban assurances that they've changed since their 1996 to 2001 rule, when they severely restricted women, staged public executions, and blew up ancient Buddhist statues. While Kabul has been generally calm since Taliban forces entered on Sunday, the airport has been in chaos as people rushed for a way out of the country. A NATO and Taliban official say 12 people have been killed in and around the airport. The United States and other Western powers are pressing on with the evacuation of their nationals and some of their Afghan staff from the capital's airport, from where about 8,000 people have been flown out since Sunday, according to a security official. A new study published Thursday claims the effectiveness of the Pfizer vaccine against COVID-19 declines faster than that of the AstraZeneca jab. Researchers at Oxford University said, quote, two doses of Pfizer have greater initial effectiveness against new COVID-19 infections, but this declines faster compared with two doses of AstraZeneca. The study is based on the results of a survey by Britain's Office for National Statistics that carried out PCR tests from December last year to this month on randomly selected households. It claims Pfizer had greater initial effectiveness but saw faster declines in protection. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Haitian officials say the toll from last weekend's devastating earthquake has passed 2,000 as Prime Minister Ariel Henry warns the Caribbean nation faces painful times ahead. An official in a southern city, one of the worst hit areas, says they think there are still bodies in the ruins because they can smell them from underneath the rubble. Haitian Civil Protection Agency, which coordinates the emergency response, said late on Wednesday the death toll from Saturday's powerful 7.2 magnitude earthquake had risen to 2,189, with most fatalities in the country's south, and that the number of wounded stood at more than 12,000. Haiti is the poorest country in the Americas and is still recovering from a 2010 earthquake that killed over 200,000 people. The latest disaster struck just weeks after President Jovenel Moïse was assassinated on July 7th, plunging the nation of 11 million people into political turmoil. Prime Minister Henry said in a video message late on Wednesday, the whole country was physically and mentally devastated. Hezbollah says Thursday a tanker would set off from Iran, quote, within hours to bring desperately needed fuel supplies to Lebanon in defiance of U.S. sanctions. Many questions remain about how the shipment would reach its stated destination, where acute and growing fuel shortages have forced hospitals, businesses, and government offices to shut amid a crippling economic crisis. But the move is prohibited by U.S. sanctions on Iran's oil industry and could drag Lebanon into a covert naval war between Tehran and Israel. But Hezbollah is daring Iran's foes to stop the shipment, with a spokesman says, quote, the vessel from the moment it sails in the coming hours until it enters Mediterranean waters will be considered Lebanese territory. To the Americans and Israelis, I say it's Lebanese territory. He said a first ship would bring fuel for hospitals, manufacturers of medicine and food, as well as bakeries and private generators. Hundreds of Greek and Polish firefighters are battling a major wildfire decimating a pine forest for a fourth day northwest of the Greek capital. The fire near the village of Vialia has already burned through thousands of acres and led to the evacuation orders being issued for several villages in the area. Strong winds predicted for later in the day could complicate firefighting efforts. The fire department said more than 400 firefighters, including 143 from Poland and 149 vehicles, plus five water-dropping planes and five helicopters, are battling the flames. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.